We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Earlier today, West Virginia wrapped up a 100-plus play scrimmage inside Milan Puskás Stadium. All three groups getting lots of work. Also, live special teams for the first time with officials. Mountaineers got on the field around 10 o'clock and wrapped up work today around 12:30. Coach Neil Brown said kind of a mixed bag. Lots of good on both sides of the ball and some things that they will also have to go into the film room and clean up. He said this is the time now when they've got to start making improvement. He says after the first scrimmage is when it really starts, and now that work begins after reviewing the tape and getting back out on the practice field on Monday. This is what Brown had to say after today's scrimmage. We'll hear that coming up right after this.
You know the sounds. You know that feeling.
Touchdown, West Virginia!
It's game day at Milan Puskás Stadium. And game day only comes 6 times a year.
That kick is good! West Virginia wins it!
Join the 60,000 strong and gold and blue every game day. Get your tickets at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGame. Be a part of West Virginia football. Be a part of game day.
All right, thank you all for being here. We played it well. It rained before, and now it's starting to rain again, so we got it in good weather. Nice to be in the stadium again. Our guys flew around. They were excited to be there. The good news is we got 3 weeks to get ready for Maryland. You know, we did some things really, really well. I thought the energy was good. We had some highlights on both sides of the ball. I thought Tony Mathis was the guy that really stood out offensively. He had a couple touchdowns. Thought he ran the ball with great balance, broke tackles. Excited for him. And really probably, you know, we always talk about it's about work. And his season last year didn't go the way exactly he wanted to. And he came in as we started January. He wanted to know what he had to improve on. And he went and saw Coach Scott. Coach Scott laid it out. I talked to him as well. And then he comes back. And he's been workout warrior multiple times during the offseason, won an award from the weight room staff in the winter, won another award in the summer. And he's been a real bright spot at camp, and that's going to be huge for our football team. And so he had a good day. Jared Dagey continues to be sharp in fall camp. Thought he had a nice day. I thought the interior part of our offensive line did some good things, which which we need them to. So that was a positive. Defensively, I thought we got pressure on the quarterback, probably more pressure today than we've had during the first week. I thought Akeem Mesidor continues to his climb. I think he's got a chance to be special before it's all said and done. VD had his best day at camp today. I thought Vandarius had a pressure, had a forced fumble. Lindell Carr with the twos really had some nice one-on-one pass rushes where he won, had a big-time play in a two-minute into half scenario. So those are kind of the positives. Today was about finding guys there that are ready to compete. You know, some of our – and the other guy on defense I thought flew around was Lance Dixon. You know, I thought he made some nice plays today and made a move today for sure. Today, Letty Brown didn't get a whole lot of work. We weren't necessarily trying to feature receivers. It was more about some of the guys that are maybe on the cusp of do they play this year, do they not play, or are they ready to be a guy that's a first-teamer? Are they a guy that's ready to rotate? So today was about putting pressure on them, trying to put them in some tough situations and see how they react. We also did every special team aspect this afternoon and got live reps with officials. We got several things we got to clean up in that phase as well. Energy was good. We've got to continue to be a more disciplined team. You know, a lot of penalties today by the crew. We had a full crew here, and I told them to call it really, really tight, and they did. And we got exposed on some things from a discipline standpoint, procedure penalties, those type of things that we got to get cleaned up. So with that, I'll take questions.
So it sounded like you worked on the run game a lot. So just your thoughts on your run game. I mean, you talked about how, you know, sort of better last year, but you still want better now. So where is it?
Well, we're better than we were a year ago. And I think a lot of that is our communication is has been really Zach Frazier being the leader up there. We've got more continuity. Basically, the same seven guys probably are rotating with the ones there. There's a lot of trust within that unit. I think our tight ends, Coach Trickett's done a really good job with them. I have an understanding of who they're working to and what their responsibility is. I think that we've made some adjustment as coaches to give us some better opportunity to get some of the looks we get. So I think that's improved us as well. We're not where we want to be. You know, I don't know if any, you know, offensive coach is going to say a week into camp, hey, our run game's right where it wants it to be. You know, it really takes a long time because you can't work on it in the summer. You know, you can go out there and the guys can throw 7-on-7 and it's not exactly like it's going to be in practice, but it's their quality reps. Run game is during spring ball and fall camp. That's when you work on it. And so, but, you know, I think we're making progress.
Does today begin the process of narrowing down who you're going to use for reps for Maryland?
We're going to go right through the 24th. Okay. Yeah, so we'll go Friday night under the lights and have another good run, very similar to today. And then we'll go Tuesday the 24th, and we won't tackle, but we'll do a lot of team. And so we'll take all those decisions right up to the 24th. Today was kind of about exposing some bad habits, honestly. As coaches, we got on the sideline and let them play. And so, you know, we had some mistakes, you know, several procedure penalties, some defensive miscommunication. We've got to clean up our tackling. You know, our tackling wasn't what it needs to be, but today was the first day we've tackled as well. So we've got some things to work on, which we knew we would. I always tell our staff, hey, after the first scrimmage, that's when it starts, okay? Because you see practice, everything's kind of controlled, but you get to that first scrimmage, and now you know where you're really at. So how much better can we get between right now, okay, because we're going to go right to a staff meeting as soon as this is done, from right now until the 25th when we start Maryland prep, how much better can we get? Because that's when right now is when it starts.
Couple of individuals in the offensive line. You haven't talked a whole lot about Jordan White. Saw him play some center the other day, so swing guy inside, I guess. And then also, you know, just your thoughts on Wyom's progression.
Yeah, so let's talk about Jordan White first. Is he's rotating a guard in at center. You know, and we're getting reps for Jordan and Gamitter at center, and they've done a nice job. Today was the first time in a true scrimmage situation that Jordan got in there, and I thought he handled himself well, really. That's a new position for him. It's going to take some time, but he's really embraced it. And he's doing a nice job with it. And then Wyatt Milam, the thing I love about Wyatt is he plays with a motor. You know, he plays hard. He's extremely athletic. He stays in good football position all the time. The game's fast for him right now, you know, and he's getting challenged by some really good defensive linemen. But I think he's up for it. He's a guy that's definitely going to contribute this year.
Neil, with going back to the four-game redshirt rule this year, at what point do you want to make decisions on guys, whether or not you redshirt somebody?
Yeah, probably the 25th. That's when we're going to start our Maryland prep. So we'll give it till then. And it's really more a decision about, okay, what guys do we want to play early to see if they're ready? And then what guys do we know aren't ready? And let's put them in our developmental program, which what they do is they start not going to position meetings. We use that time, that care of time, to go in the weight room. And so that's the type of decisions we'll make starting on the 25th.
How do you approach your team after looking at the film of the tape of this scrimmage? I mean, you said some good things, some bad things. How do you approach them?
Yeah, well, by today, after the scrimmage, I told them, I said, hey, the good news is we have 3 weeks. But now the clock's ticking. And so we have a real clear picture of what we've got to get better at. And now we've got to make that improvement with urgency. You know, it's, you know, talking about a week and a half, we get into game prep. So it's urgent. It's urgent. And that means right now. Like, we got to get better right now. Like, we got to fix procedure penalties right now. We got to tackle better right now. We got to communicate better in the secondary right now. And so that's how that conversation goes. And then we'll have all kinds of video evidence to show them. I always tell them, for better or for worse, your video tells your story. You tell me you're a disciplined guy, well, I shouldn't see penalties. You know, you tell me you're a physical player, I should turn on the video and I should have no doubt you're a physical player. So your video tells your story. We're getting ready to watch it. We got a lot of plays to watch. And then we'll go about getting it fixed.
You mentioned Linnell Carr. Bandit or both? Where does he actually?
Yeah, playing both. Trying to get him in that bandit position where we can move him around. He's probably our best natural pass rusher as far as being able to. He's got great ball get off. He's really good with his long arm. So just trying to find ways to get him involved defensively.
Is Torres Simmons in a similar position as?
Torres is playing all DN, and he's competing for that. Backup position behind Taj. Taj Austin's play has had a really nice camp. A little quiet today, but he's. We didn't put him in a whole bunch of live situations just because of his injury history, but he's been extremely active during the first week of camp here.
So besides Torres, who else would be competing for backup behind Austin?
Let's see, Coach put me on spot here. So it is Torres and. We're bouncing Dante and Akeem. They're playing some outside as well. And then Eddie Watkins is playing defensive end. Let's see. I think that's it because we flipped Linnell over. Oh, and big Darrell. Darrell. Okay. Yeah, I knew I was slipping right there, Darrell.
Concentration and experience.
A lot of eagerness. I mean, I can probably get up here and excuse them, but then that would mean I'm allowing it, you know. So a lot of the second team offensive line, procedure penalties, some of the wideouts that haven't played a whole lot, moving before the snap, the quarterback's not allowing guys to get set before they motion, things like that. But we've got to get them fixed. What happens is a lot of little things add up. So if you don't get it fixed right now, then all of a sudden we look poorly coached on game day. So we better get it fixed.
Are Sean Martin and Jalen Thornton ready to give you quality backup snaps?
Yeah. So Jalen, it may be one of our most improved guys so far. I'm really proud of how he's playing. Effort high level. He's defeating blocks. Sean Martin's starting to really use his length. I'll be interested to see how both of them did today because they both played a lot of snaps. But they're going to be factors. We need those guys. Like, I mean, you know, you get some guys, you want them to be ready to play. Like, we need Sean Martin and Jalen Thornton to be ready to play for us.
And that was Coach Neil Brown. The Mountaineers are off tomorrow and then resume preseason camp work beginning on Monday morning. That's today's practice report. I'm John Antonik. Thanks for listening.